Emily, what are we hearing?
So, you know, we're getting more and more details from what's happening inside Facebook and what's happening at the very top. Mark Zuckerberg had a meeting on Friday, an all-hands meeting that was broadcast to employees around the world, where he, you know, denied what was reported in the New York Times investigation that we talked about last week, and said that the idea that Facebook tried to cover up anything related to Russia and election meddling was dead wrong. So, you know, he's really trying to rally the troops here. And from what has been reported, you know, he did get a fairly passionate response from employees, rah, rah, rah. You know, something else that he has declared in some of these internal meetings is that Facebook is now at war. It is wartime. That means he's going to have to make decisions more quickly, which means he might not be able to get everyone's buy-in. He might not be able to get everyone on side. And so what that has resulted in is a number of high-profile executives leaving. We've talked about the co-founders of Instagram leaving, the co-founders of WhatsApp leaving, and now we're starting to see a much more, a much more obvious narrative developing, in that over the last several months, he's taken a more aggressive approach, across all of the products, and that has perhaps rubbed some people the wrong way.
Are he and Sandberg on shaky ground?
So the Wall Street Journal has reported that Sheryl Sandberg, Zuckerberg very much blamed Sheryl Sandberg for the handling of the Cambridge Analytica scandal earlier this year, which, you know, as you know, was a huge issue for Facebook behind a huge stock slide. And he, according to the Journal, blamed her for the way that Facebook handled the publicity around the situation. And Sandberg, according to the Journal, told friends that she was worried about her job, or wondered if she should be worried about her job. But on a call last week with the press, Zuckerberg defended Sandberg. He said that she's doing a great job, and so that is certainly what he is saying publicly. The board has also come out and defended the both of them, and has indicated that they very much stand behind what Sandberg and Zuckerberg have done or have not done. That said, both of them are also on the board, and so, you know, there is a sort of difficult and complicated relationship there that could be construed as a conflict of interest. Mm.